everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. There's very, very important things we have to remember, that these are blood-backed covenants. Amen. Covenants. In the animals, circumcision, all pointing to the sinless blood of Jesus that ratified everything in this book. And also, it is impossible to please God without faith. So, knowing that, we're here in Mark 11. On the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, seeing a fig tree. He answered the tree and said, no man eat fruit of thee forever, and his disciples heard it. Now, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you'll have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Okay. Impossible to please him without faith. Well, so what's faith? Well, we know it's the invisible creative power of God. But let's get a definition of it. This is in the Classic Amplified, which, by the way, KCM now has, it is a KCM product now, so the classic one. And it comes in paperback and leather bind and so forth. Now, here is, I love this. Now faith is the insurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, holy fervor, men of old had divine testimony born to them, obtained a good report. By faith, we understand the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God, so that things we see was not made out of things which are visible. And I've heard people say, it was made out of nothing. Well, now, let's put that in its context. My spiritual father, Oral Roberts, said something like this. Oh, he said, Lord Jesus, what am I going to start with? He said, you're going to start with the same thing I did when I created the world, nothing. In that case, that's true. But it was not nothing, it's something you can't see. It's the faith of God. Listen to it again. The assurance, the title deed, the confirmation, the title deed of the new home you hope for, being the proof of things you cannot see, and the conviction of that house is reality, faith perceiving as real fact, not revealed to the senses, that you can get it debt-free. By faith, trust, and holy fervor, born of faith, the men of old, divine testimony, born to them, attained a good report. By faith, we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. Prompted, actuated by faith, Abel, the title deed. Abel brought God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain. Fifth verse. Because of faith, Enoch was caught up and rendered unto heaven so that he did not glimpse of death. He was not found because God had trusted him, for he was taken into heaven, received testimony that's still on record that he had pleased God and sanctified. But it's impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that he exists and he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him, not prompted by faith, Noah. And it had never rained before.
Yeah.
Never. Study it out. Everything was watered. The King James calls the dew that came up from the ground. It's heaven on earth in the Garden of Eden. It had never rained. And he's building this gigantic ship. It wasn't a boat. It was a ship. Took him a lot of years to build it. And then it started. And what you see today, the continents and the way that are shaped, sometime, just for the thrill of it, fit those things together. Well, in the very beginning, the Lord said to me, coming to you from the revival capital of the world, and he said, you won't call it that, but other people will. And then he said, I want this non-compromised word of faith preached from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. We've done it. Right now, we have presence on 5 continents. I never dreamed in my wildest imagination Kenneth Copeland Bible College. An accredited college.
Amen.
An accredited college.
Yes.
There are colleges and universities that have already let us know. We'll take your students, and they can bring their credits right on in. We'll honor them.
That's right.
An accredited college. Yes. Every available voice.
Every
available voice.
Yes.
This non-compromised word of faith.
Amen.
The word of faith, let's deal with that, Romans 10. And Brother Hagin said, I talk about the word of faith all the time. And he said, people think I came up with that. I didn't. He said, I'm not smart enough. I'm not either. I never would have thought of that. Romans chapter 10. Now, here we are again. You can see right here the truth if you know the 3rd chapter of the book of Acts, that Jesus went to hell. You can see it here. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for God and for Israel is that they might be saved. I bear them record they have zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses describes the righteousness of the law, the man that does these things live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith on this time, what this was, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, who shall descend into the deep. One translation says the abyss, the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. What does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And now here's another thing, class. People stagger at words. The words that come out of our mouths.
Yes.
I like to say it like this. Words are containers.
Yes, they are.
And once you've spoken them, you can't get them back. They're out there. The scripture calls it arrows. I call it bullets. I mean, hey, oh, I didn't know that thing was loaded. You did what? Oh, no. But you can't get it back. You can't get the bullet and put it back in the barrel. Words are that important. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, as long as it's by faith. The word of faith. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto them that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call in whom they have not believed? They can't. How shall they believe in him who have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. How shall they preach unless they be sent? That's where the partners come in. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Somebody has to send us someplace.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, listen to me. We're believing God for 1,000,000 partners.
Yes.
And I heard the Lord back there years ago. Well, I pray for my partners every meal. And I say, Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
And I won't go into all of that, but it's pretty interesting, the things that happen out there. But anyway, we need 1,000,000 partners.
Yes, we do.
Right here in the United States. So that these 1,000,000 partners become the endowment of this college.
Thank you.
And eventually a university.
Yes, yes.
The endowment. Because with 1,000,000 partners, as you believe God and you teach the students. And I'm thinking about a student right now. Registered nurse. And she's in our clinic now. Mm-hmm. But she's a graduate of KCBC. This is every available for by faith, the title deed. Now, Romans 13. Now, I was preaching at Grace Temple Church, Fort Worth. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be ordained of God. Whoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive unto themselves damnation or condemnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. But thou be afraid of the power, do that which is good, and you'll have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God for good. But thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he bears not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil. Therefore you must be subject, not only wrath, but for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also to God's ministers, attending continually upon everything. Render therefore to Jews tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear not, fear not. Honor whom honor is due. Owe no man anything but to love. What? Uh-huh. Now, I'll tell you a story about this. I was preaching there in Grace Temple Church. Now, the studio in Monroe, Louisiana, where I recorded my first album there in that studio. And Ampex was building this big Ampex tape, but they built a machine that's just magnificent for a tape machine. Because you could record on it and you could turn it up rapidly and record on it. And then slow it down, and there's the message. So we really needed it because we eventually went on radio and that's what we used. And so I called him. I just read this. And I called him in between time. I called him and talked to him. I said, "Do you have one of those in stock?" He said, "Yes, I do." And how much is it? And he told me. And he said, I know you. I've known you for years. He said, "I'll just put the note in there in the box with it, and I'll ship it to Trailway Bus." Then I went back to praying. I said, "What have I done?" The Lord just said for me to stay out of debt. I called Gloria in there, and I said, "Gloria," she said, "if that's what the book says, that's what we'll do." There went my airplane, and there went her house. So I told my dad, I said, "There's a package coming in at Trailway Bus sometime tonight, and I'd like for you to go pick it up and it's probably big enough you need to put it in the trunk of the car, and I'll talk to you about it later." So I saw him get up and go out. So I was preaching, "Be subject to the higher powers," but I just kept reading. "Thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal," and so forth. "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for his love for fulfilled in the law." And knowing at the same time, and I could hardly preach it. I was under such conviction. But I did. Oh, I didn't. The Lord helped me preach it. Because I thought, I have just stood right here and just lied. So after the service, I said, did you pick that up? He said, "Yes, I did." And he got it out. Oh, he said, "Kenneth, as I was walking out," he said, "there's a woman handed me this check and said it was for you. It paid for it." While I was repenting, the Lord said, "I was way ahead of you." And he said, "Don't do that anymore." We had to learn how to live that day. We had to go through this leasing thing and all of that. And Bob Harrison, we had leased some cars from Chrysler. And one of them, gorgeous car. It was a kind of a cream yellow, and the interior of it was just absolutely beautiful. And I'd drive it to the airport and come back, and the battery would be dead. So, and I'd check it over, couldn't find anything wrong with it. And so forth, and I said, "Lord, what did he say?" Lease is just another way to borrow money. Uh-oh. So I called Bob. I said, this is Kenneth Copeland. Yeah, Kenneth, what'd I do for you? I said, these cars, the two of them that we leased from you, yeah. I'm going to send them back to you. Is something wrong? I said, no, Bob, now just listen to me. I said, put them back on the market, sell them. If you lose anything, I'll make up the difference. Well, he said, that's fair enough. So I just forgot about it. A man called me. Oh, this was months. I don't remember how long. Are you Kenneth Copeland that used to have the yellow Chrysler? I said, yes. He said, Copeland, I want to tell you something. Not only is that the most beautiful car I have ever owned, nothing ever goes wrong with it. I said, that's wonderful. I said, Lord, what? He said, you licensed a little demon to do that. So the devil went away. We had to learn step by step by step. Now, class and the radio TV audience. Gloria and I have no debts personally. The church has no debts. They're debt-free. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is debt-free. And now that this ministry has grown so large that, and I'll preface this, that our board got together and said, Kenneth and Gloria will ride on airlines no longer. Mm-hmm. Well, I learned this from flying for Brother Roberts because Bob DeWeese, my captain, said, now, Kenneth, this is a Rev's, this is a Rev's sanctuary. He said, we go into places, and he said, people want him to pray for him. And, you know, and he said, he said, this is his sanctuary. Amen. He can pray, and we can take him wherever he wants to go.
That's right.
So, and that really stayed with me, because I've been in aviation since 1961. And so now, we are a worldwide ministry on five continents. The Groom and Gruff stream. It's paid for. Amen. One stop anywhere in the world. Hallelujah. It's a very, very unusual airplane. With jet airplanes, if you just start it and move it across town, that's a cycle. It goes in a low boat. If you go from which the first owner was doing, New York to Heathrow, that's a cycle. Well, this airplane, a lot of hours, but very few cycles. It's very rare.
Praise God.
And we're out of time. We'll see you later. Let's close this. Thank you, Lord. People will always tell you you can't do it. Do these three things and you'll always be successful. Find out the will of God. Confer no longer with flesh and blood. Get your job done at all costs.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Years ago, the Lord instructed Brother Copeland to make every Friday offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. He said to give you, our partners and friends, the opportunity to sow into the Word of God that you've heard and received this week on the broadcast. The scriptures for offering day are found in Galatians 6:6-9. Let him who receives instruction in the Word share all good things with his teacher, contributing in support for whatever a man sows, that is what he will reap. Sowing to the flesh reaps destruction, but sowing to the Spirit reaps eternal life. So, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. The law of seed time and harvest works with your seeds of faith sown into the ministry of God's Word. As you sow into the good ground of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, expect to reap your harvest of God's provision for you and to bless others. Our partnership together makes it possible to send the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Thank you, partners, for your faithful giving and support. It is because of you that we've been able to send out the word of God for decades through the BVLV broadcast, the BVLV magazine, KCM.org, as well as KCM teaching resources and all of KCM's live events. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are so grateful for you. They love and appreciate you and pray for you every day. So, wherever you are in the world, as you're fulfilling the call of God on your life, we want you to know that prayers are being lifted up for you, covering you with the mighty Word of God. Let me pray over your offering today and believe in faith with you for God's abundance in your life. Lord Jesus, you are the high priest and the apostle of our confession. You're the Lord of our harvest today, and your hand is the ability to make great and to give strength unto all. For all riches come from you, and you reign over all. And in your name and by your Holy Spirit, I declare the blessing over every sower today, and I decree the abundant harvest be made manifest according to your faithfulness and power of your word to increase them more and more to the overflow. Amen.
I don't want to say this to our partners. Thank God for you. I pray for you every meal. Gloria and I mean, we pray for you all the time. And we love you. And we pray for you, for helping us send the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Until next time, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of the class reminding you, God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. We'll see you next week.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.